Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about the books we'd like to recommend.
Surprise! This week, we're not even talking about books.
What?
We're going to be talking about podcasts.
We're librarians.
I know, but sometimes podcasts are another great way to take in some interesting information or stories. So Carrie is joining us today, and she is bringing a list of recommended listening for the next few weeks, or however long it is that we want to be listening to
different
things.
That's true. We need some more content to consume.
Yes.
Well, you are in luck, dear listeners. This is the podcast of podcasts.
That's true.
A very meta episode.
Yes. And this is for you because you already listen to podcasts. So
Yeah. You're
ready.
You're ready to go. Okay. So I have been listening to podcasts probably since the inception of podcasts.
Just say since before they were cool.
Yeah. Since before they were cool.
She's an aficionado.
I'm talking about like 2005, 2006. Like
that
right
really
when
was
the word,
before they were cool.
When the word podcast was like coined. I had my first iPod and I remember downloading This American Life, which I started listening to like a very cool 16-year-old would.
I'm having one of those I was this many years old when I learned that podcasts were related to iPods and that's why they were named that.
Oh no. Yes.
Okay, well, hopefully someone else learned that with me too right now.
So it's a what's that the word for when you put two words
portmanteau
together? It's a portmanteau of
I didn't know
iPod
that word.
And broadcast.
There
and
we go.
In fact, in library school, I had a project where we had to do a digital museum of something, and my group did a museum of podcasts, and I actually got in touch with the person who first wrote the RSS feed.
Wow.
The XML protocol for RSS feeds back in like
That's very exciting. And now you're adding new things to your podcast
yes.
museum.
So,
what kind of things do we get today?
Okay, so I have different recommendations. I don't know where you want to start.
Let's start maybe for those people who are just getting into podcast listening. Do you have
some
something
general,
like general?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So there's
easy listening.
There's a few daily news podcasts that I find are very good and informative. So I listen to three. So I listen to Today Explained from Vox and What Next from Slate. But the best one, and probably like they invented like the form of like the daily news magazine podcast, I guess, is The Daily from New York Times.
Okay.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are pretty short. I think the longest would be like maybe like 30 minutes at most.
So kind of geared toward a commuter maybe?
Yeah, it's geared toward, I listen to it on my commute, in fact, or like in the morning before work.
When you're getting ready for work, when you would read a newspaper, you know, start your little bagel and schmear and turn on your The Daily.
Yes, so those are the first I would recommend.
Do you have any science-y ones on there?
I do have science-y ones on
there. I love me some science.
Here. So Science Versus is another really good podcast. The host, I can't remember her name. I think
she's Australian.
Yeah, she's Australian. I think it's Wendy Zuckerman.
Yes, it is Wendy Zuckerman.
She goes through, she takes a different topic for each episode.
Like kind of a controversial topic almost.
Yeah.
Or a hip topic.
Or like something where it's like unclear. It's
like intermittent fasting she did once.
Did she do one on like vaccines or something?
Yes.
At some point?
She's done artificial sweeteners. Do they cause cancer?
Okay.
Like
all kinds
and
of stuff.
Now,
so almost like the Snopes, but for
science. And she talks to like leading scientists around the world and they actually
and
explain
And she makes
it.
A lot of really dorky jokes.
She does make bad puns.
Oh no, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I may have to go check her out.
And then I feel like they always have like a sound effect, like a boing boing boing.
Yes.
When she makes
they
a really
have a comedy
lame
effect.
Joke. But of course this season is now dedicated to
it's coronavirus 24/7 now. They scrap their entire season to focus on it.
And in fact, that is the case with many, many of the podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah.
It's a little bit overwhelming. So I also have other recommendations.
Great.
Do you have any that are like story based or fictional?
Like fictional
for those people
podcasts?
That do want to get away from the coronavirus.
Ooh, fictional, not so much.
Okay,
they're all well.
I have some fictional ones that I can throw out real quick
it.
while you peruse your list. One for the surrealist absurdist in you. We have Welcome to Night Vale. Very, very popular.
Oh,
they
yeah.
do tours. They have books now. It's really exploded, and that one's definitely like, if you like weird, you'll like that. If you're not a big fan of weird, you probably shouldn't tune in to that one specifically. But they also have kind of a mystery thriller one called Homeland?
Homecoming.
Okay.
Oh, I did listen to Homecoming.
Homecoming. And that one they've really actually good. Adapted into a TV show as well. But it was really good. Like, it was very, like, enthralling. I was just like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Paranoia.
So I listened to Welcome to Night Vale, I think, you know, many years ago.
Yes.
It's been on for a while.
Yes.
But I found I don't want to say shtick, but shtick of it kind of repetitive because it's like,
I would imagine it's kind of like supernatural and that it goes on
for so long.
The
weather is just bees. Like, that's the
Okay.
It's like a daily news from the underworld kind of.
Yeah, it's one of those things kind of like Supernatural or any show that goes on too long where it's just kind of like, okay, your narrative is too deep and repetitive now.
But Homecoming is the only fictional podcast that I can think of right now that I was actually like really invested
in.
And
that one,
really into.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
How about True Crime?
Oh, yes.
Because everyone loves that. Yeah.
I do. Okay, so I listened to this podcast, the second season specifically, it's called In the Dark from American Public Media. And so this is, it's like criminal justice. It's kind of like true crime.
Yeah.
That still works.
It's true crime adjacent. Works. So it is about this case of this guy named Curtis Flowers, who was tried for murder, the same murder, 6 different times.
What?
It kept getting overturned and overturned and overturned, and it got retried by the same sheriff. And eventually, actually, because of this podcast, it brought so much attention to the case that it went before the Supreme Court. And I don't want to spoil it, but they did make a decision.
Interesting. So he's not going to get tried a 7th time.
He is not. I believe he's not.
Okay, that's good. Poor guy.
They finally took it out of the hands of this one small town sheriff and put it in the Mississippi Attorney General's hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody mentions Serial. I like season 1. I liked season 3. Season 3 was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows what Serial is, right? We don't have to say what Serial is. Okay, but season 3 followed, it was, I don't know, some specific length of time, a week, maybe, in one courthouse in Ohio, and followed, like, the little different story threads of each person in Cuyahoga County courthouse. So that was a really interesting look at like the criminal justice system. And let's see what else.
I have a true crime one too I got really into, and it was Criminal by Judge.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I really liked. So her episodes are really short, also 30 minutes, because I have like a super short attention span and a toddler, so I can only listen in short bursts. But I liked that she kind of picked weird niche cases to look into, or even one of my favorite episodes by her was where she went to a body farm to look at some of the examples that are used for forensic students. So,
and she has like really funny, like very niche crimes on sometimes.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
What I remember was where someone was being tried for murder of their spouse, and then come to find out there was just enough evidence that it was an owl that committed.
An owl?
Yes.
That's so funny.
That person happened to get attacked by an owl. I'm not going to say anything else because I don't want to spoil it, but it was such a weird episode.
Oh, man. Sounds like a hoot.
Oh, my God.
There's an owl. There's one that I listen to on and off. It's very much like a dramatized, like, for fun, like, murder podcast, but it's called Female Criminals. And it ranges from people who are, like, clearly just ahead of their time, not necessarily, like, terrible people. They were just neutral people. But they were women, and that's the part that made it a criminal act.
Oh.
To, like, straight-up crazy people who just go around murdering people willy-nilly, you know, as you do.
That just reminded me, because you said, like, funny true crime podcast, that The Onion actually did a true crime podcast.
No way!
Yeah, and I just remembered it. I think it's called A Very Fatal Murder, and it is so, so funny.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Just to clarify for people, The Onion, it is a satire. So none of these murders are real, probably.
So, oh, and that reminded me of another podcast that I forgot, which is the best podcast that has ever been made, and it's called S-Town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard about that one.
Yes.
But I don't know what it's about, so go ahead and enlighten me.
And the reason I thought of that is because A Very Fatal Murder, The Onion podcast, makes fun of a lot of the tropes of S-Town, which kind of instantly became iconic as far as, like, true crime investigative narrative podcasts go. So S-Town is about this guy in small town Alabama who writes the producers of Serial and This American Life, saying that he has like a complex web of corruption in his small town in Alabama that he's uncovered, which is of course like the kind of stuff that like
reporters
yeah, New York City radio producers love. So then it's really hard to describe, but basically this reporter goes down to Alabama and starts talking to this guy and investigating what the guy is saying, and it kind of doesn't add up. And then everything changes at the end of episode 2, and the podcast takes a completely different turn. So you have to listen to it, though. But you have to listen to it through the end of episode 2.
Okay. That way you get the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything cheerful on there?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Now that There's we just so got done talking about murders.
Murder and viruses and oh my.
Okay, so another one that I really like, it comes out bi-monthly. It's called Decoder Ring.
Mm-hmm.
And so Decoder Ring, they take a different like weird topic every month. Like I just listened to one that came out today or yesterday about rubber duckies and the history of rubber duckies.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes, why are they a thing? Like why do people buy them? Like there's a toy hall of fame. Who knew?
So basically people that want to like pwn at Trivial Pursuit should listen to this.
Yes. If you want to answer that one question that you'll probably never get at any trivia game.
Oh, and they had this other really good one about the Chuck E. Cheese Pizza War.
What?
Apparently in the 1980s, there were a bunch of different like eatertainment places like Chuck E. Cheese, but Chuck E. Cheese won out, and it's the story of how and why.
Defeated them all handily.
Yeah, and every episode I listen to of that podcast, I'm like, this isn't going to be interesting. And then it turns out to be really interesting. Like, I almost didn't listen to the one about rubber ducks because I was like, oh, I don't care about this. But it turns out I do. So, yeah, so that comes out twice a month. And then another really good one is No Such Thing as Fish, which is from there's this trivia show in England called QI, stands for Quite Interesting. And so this is a podcast from the researchers and writers of that show, and they just discuss all these fun little facts that they uncover every time they
Here's
do
a fun little show. Fact, Quite Interesting sounds like it would be very interesting here, but it means the opposite in British English. It means like kind of a little bit interesting.
Well, that's
quite interesting.
That makes sense. Given the show, show's kind of like funny and sarcastic and like deconstructs like commonly believed things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
What else? I have
any star-studded podcasts that you just eat up every time they come out?
Star-studded.
Yeah, any that you just wait for with
bated breath. Well, not actually with stars on it, but any that in your mind are mainliners.
Like something you could binge?
Yes.
Yeah, people need that.
I mean, you could binge all of these if you ask me. Okay, so The Uncertain Hour, season one, is really good. The first season is about welfare reform in America. I'm just going to go down this list of all these podcasts real quick, because I think we're probably running a little bit long.
Probably what I'm planning to do after this, like when we air this episode, is I'll actually include all the titles. So if you can give me your list, and I'll put links there so that people can find them.
There's also The Dream, which will...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was on my to list.
It made me angry, though.
I was also going to cover podcasts that I want to listen to that I've been subscribed to for a long time. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. I was mentioning that when I wasn't sure if you had it on your list, but apparently you do.
Okay, so The Uncertain Hour, which goes into like a different kind of like semi-political recent history topic, like welfare reform, and deconstructs it, tells a story about how it came to be. These are mostly all narrative podcasts that I listen to. More Perfect, which is from the people who make Radiolab, which is another podcast that people like and I used to listen to religiously, but I haven't listened to it very much lately. So More Perfect is about the Constitution, and each episode they tell a different story about a different amendment. So like the first episode's about the First Amendment, but it's about a specific case and interpretation of the First Amendment and the implications for everyone. Revisionist History, which is Malcolm Gladwell's podcast.
That has been on my list for a long time.
Yeah. So, you know, it's classic Malcolm Gladwell. You gotta love it, you know. He's a great storyteller. And Heavyweight is this guy, Jonathan Goldstein, he goes to different people that write him or in his life, and he endeavors to solve a longstanding problem that they have. An example is this guy who was on a jury for a death penalty case, and he always regretted being pressured into casting a vote in favor of the death penalty. Okay. So they go together to meet the mother of the guy who was executed, and they kind of just resolve each other. And it can be like incredibly emotionally fraught, but there are also episodes that are like really, really funny. Like it's someone who like wants to study hard for a test, and then Jonathan Goldstein, the host, is like their study coach, and he's calling them every day, and he's he's really funny and dry Canadian dude. So that's a really good one. Running from Cops. Cops, like the show Cops, is about the show Cops.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And how it all works is just very fascinating. The arrangements they make with the cities and everything. So,
yeah, I never even thought about the behind the scenes.
Yeah. I hadn't either. It's kind of messed up, I'm going to be honest. Okay, just a couple more. So, Endless Thread is a podcast about Reddit.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. I need to stay away from that. I'm already a Reddit addict.
If you are, it's a good one for you. Like, it
does it explore different subreddits and stuff? And
yeah, different subreddits, and also like kind of different infamous Reddit posts, topics.
Okay. And, yeah.
So one of the ones that was pretty interesting was about the secret history of glitter, and they endeavored to get to the bottom of this very cryptic post on Reddit that was like, the one thing glitter manufacturers don't want you to know glitter is used for, or something. Yeah, and so they do kind of like a deep dive investigation into glitter. What could it be? Factually, with the guy who does Adam Ruins Everything, which is a show where this guy goes around and like dispels myths. He does really interesting long form interviews with various professionals about various topics. And that's a real long one. Okay, I just, you know, just so you know. It's like,
I could have guessed that.
Most of these are actually, they're pretty long. I listen to long podcasts. Okay. And then two more, and then
then you're cutting yourself off?
My top recommendations. This is my top 50 podcast recommendations. Okay, so Throughline is a history podcast from NPR. So they'll talk about just different history things in a narrative style. And finally, this podcast called You're Wrong About... And so that is a podcast where these two journalists... And it's not even affiliated with any network, so I don't even know how I found out about this. Mostly I like browse like NPR podcasts or like different podcast network, but it's not even on a podcast network. So these two journalists go through things you are vaguely aware of and tell you the actual story. So like one example is like they did a podcast about the Satanic Panic in the 80s.
Oh, interesting.
Like, what was that about? Did people really think that like... there were child sacrifice cults all over the place? Or, like, what was the deal with that Tylenol thing?
Yeah.
I can't even remember what the story is. Someone poisoned Tylenol. Or that is what happened.
Yeah.
But it's more complicated than that. Or, like, they're doing a long series on, an intermittent series on O.J. Simpson. Like, and
ooh, I bet
talks
that one's
about,
interesting.
Yeah, they talk about, like, Marsha Clark, and they talk about OJ's first wife, and they talk about Nicole's life, and so there have probably been like five episodes so far that just explore like who were these people that were so famous.
Yeah.
Oh, they did Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's very fascinating to realize all of the misconceptions you have and kind of like how the media narrative plays out about these different cultural phenomena. So... that is it.
Well, I mean,
that should occupy
the problem
everybody
is,
for about 6 months.
The problem is that you forgot a podcast.
Oh,
Carrie.
No. Oh, are you talking about Reply All?
No, no. You forgot our podcast.
Oh.
But you're right. But they're already listening, so they don't need it as a recommendation.
Of course, I recommend All Booked. Where else would you go for book recommendations?
Or podcast recommendations.
Notice, I didn't have any book recommendation podcasts on here.
That's true.
I only
there are
need
none.
One book recommendation podcast.
None well played.
No other ones. Oh, yeah. And Reply All.
That one's very good as well.
I thought Katie would bring it up.
Well, I didn't want to keep adding more and more and more podcasts to your podcast
list.
It's
going to take me forever just to do this description for this episode.
Sorry,
it's
going
to
be fun.
No, I'm all for it. And I mean, seriously, don't say we didn't give you something to do.
That's true. It's time for your homework, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us with
a wealth of
information and recommendations. And stay tuned next week for more stuff to do.
Bye.